Blog Talk Radio.
There's an album out I call to your attention that's been on the best-selling charts for over a year. It's called Martha and the Vandellas' Greatest Hits. This is one of the songs therein. A lot of people have done this, but it never sounds quite like it, except when they do it. The thing called Dancing in the Street.
For this to turn this off, I have no idea where it is. But you know what? I think it's kind of funny. They just get all kinds of stuff growing in here. Well, we got an extra tree. Hey! Holy cow, what was that? Anyway, I found it finally. Good old rock and roll to soothe your soul. And you know, right about now, we all need a little bit of soul soothing. That goes with whatever is going on in the world. And sometimes you just got to wonder, what the heck? Where did this come from? And I'm not talking the actual logistics of where it came from. Sometimes things just kind of fall out of the sky or appear out of thin air, it seems. And it gets kind of bothersome, doesn't it, guys? It really gets kind of bothersome. I mean, come on. Call attack, attack. It gets bothersome. So you kind of roll with it. Hope you get through it. Chat with friends. Hope they get through it. And you vow to not be talking about it all the time, and guess what? That doesn't work either. So, hey, you know, Peter, Paul, and Mary, blowing in the wind. Maybe that'll help. We'll just blow it away. On the lookout when it's a windy day, because you might get some answers. Yeah, right. Okay. Now, we all know that in this particular time, or any time actually, we can, each one of us at some point or another, end up wondering why. Just why. So, see? The answers are blowing in the wind. Remember that. Yeah, right. Okay. But you know what? Teenagers especially, you get into situations with the opposite sex and somebody ends up getting hurt. It happens to everybody at some point or another. I was lucky enough to skip that until I was 48. So, there you go, right? But it always happens. So here we are, guys. But I have a song that I've been trying to play for over a month now, from the Bee Gees. And the Bee Gees are always good. So I've been trying, like I say, I've been trying to play this for over a month. So here we go. How do you mend a broken heart? Some of us might need that. Who knows? Whatever you want.
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do.
I could never see tomorrow. I was never told about the sorrow.
Gotta love that vibrato in the man's voice. I've never heard anybody that can sing like they do. And Robin does a pretty good job. Barry does a good job. You know, Maurice, you don't hear him by himself very often, but or do. Yeah, Robin's the only one with us anymore. But, you know, they had something different and special. Something that'll never happen again. Not that way. Hello, Anne. How are you doing, sweetheart?
Hello, Jimmy. I'm doing great. How are you today?
I can hear you.
Yes.
Whoa.
Wow.
Awesome. Hey, two shows in a row. We're on a roll now. I tell you.
Don't talk too soon.
Oh, hey, you know, you got to say it at some point. Why not, right?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Hey, you know, and I'm gonna do an Elvis song. I was gonna do a request, but I'm gonna do an Elvis song. And you know what? Everybody, just grab this song to you and let it roll. Okay?
Yep.
Elvis is gonna sing "Let It Be Me."
So, there's a beautiful song that came out a few years ago, and it's not my song, but I'd like to sing it for you anyway.
God bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you, and so I beg you, let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one. Well, if you must cling to someone, now and forever, let it be me.
I love that song, and then I heard Elvis do it, and now it's even better. So, you know, you guys, you gotta take what you can get on a day like this. Yeah, trouble all night with computers and all that kind of stuff, and you just take the songs, let them in.
What a voice. So that one was beautiful.
Yes, yes. I've got a request now that I am going to do, and this is what I was going to do when I decided to do the Elvis song. Frank Ifield and John sent this to me. Lovestick Blues.
Oh, good one.
I got a feeling called a blue. And for baby say goodbye, and I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh, that last long day she said goodbye. Lordy, when I thought I'm gonna cry, she do me, she do you. She's got the kind of loving, Lord, I love to hear it when she calls me sweet baby. Such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I lost my heart, it seems. Well, I've grown so used to you somehow that I know nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm a lonesome, I got the lovesick blues. When I'm in love with a pretty little gal. That's what's the matter with me. When I'm in love with a pretty little gal, but she don't care about me. Well, I tried and I tried just to keep her satisfied, but she just would not stay. And now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling cold of blue, loads and my baby said goodbye. And I don't know what I'll do. All I do is sit and cry. Oh, 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 that last long day she said goodbye. Bloody well, I thought I'm gonna cry. She'd do me, she'd do you, she'd got the kind of loving. Lord, I'd love to hear her when she called me sweet baby. Such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it's all over. I lost my heart, it seems. Well, I've grown so used to you somehow that I've known nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm a lonesome, I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm a lonesome, I got the lovesick blues.
There you go. Now that should have you feeling a little bit better. Yeah,
I
know. It's like, good grief, guys. Stop when you. But you know what? I've been having trouble with Blog Talk all day yesterday. And so far this morning, it's not doing exactly 100% either. So, you know, you just deal with it. Yeah. You just deal with it. There's nothing else you can do. It's like life. You just deal with it. Mm-hmm. You know, crap happens and. You just got to do it. You got to do it. You might not like everything, but you got to do it. So, all right. Three Dog Night. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have always liked Three Dog Night. They're just, I mean, you know, you get in Jeremiah with a Bullfrog and all that stuff. That was fun stuff when you were a teenager. That song wasn't even supposed to happen. That was just nonsense words that they decided to go with. The funny part about that song, but they won. I just go through these things and that was a good song, that was a good song, that was a good song. So we've got Three Dog Night, and they're gonna say that it'll go with Frank Ifield's song. Yeah, one is the loneliest number.
No
that was a pretty long, drawn-out note. But kind of nice because it lets you know the song's over. I'm going to try one now. I got the wrong song matched with the wrong artist last week and promised Brandon that I'd give it another shot. So here we go with Journey, and I hope I got it right this time, Brandon. Only the Young. I got it right this time. That's an amazing thing, isn't it? Well, it feels amazing to me. So anyway. Oh my gosh. This has been one strange, weird day, I tell you. I hope this day gets over really fast because there are so many things happening in everybody's lives right now, including mine, that aren't happy making, and I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm basically inside, I'm a happy person, and this whole thing is just driving me insane. So if I end up in a rubber room, y'all come see me, because I'll be there a while if it happens. I don't know. But this is this is just weird. Anyway, okay, let's do, you know what? I'm going to go with something that fits my mood today, because I tried loading this song for 2 hours yesterday in various ways, and I swear I'm going to play it because of that, if nothing else. So this is Joe Cocker, Ain't No Sunshine.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
There you go. Good old Joe Cocker. His voice always fascinated me. And to watch him perform, weird. That's the only word I can come up with. Weird. But you know what? That's okay, because he was comfortable in his own skin. I find myself in different situations putting on different skins, you know, and maybe sometimes keeping the real me bottled up inside, thinking, nah, nobody wants to see that. Every once in a while, it just gets to you sometimes, you know, and that's what you do. You protect it. But not Joe Cocker. boy, he just went all out and said, this is me. You don't like it? Go away. And I like that. I like that. I wish I could do that all the time. I do that sometimes, but I wish I could do it all the time. It's just not, it's not me. It was him, but it's not me. So, you know, that's just how it is. We all do that, though, for various reasons, for various situations. We all do that. Who knows? Maybe seeing Joe Cocker on stage was the skin he put on. Oh, I don't know. I didn't know the man, so I don't know. But anyway, I have another request from Brandon.
Hey, and Brandon.
Yeah, this surprised me. This surprised me because it's by Kiss. Okay, and I always, I'm sorry, I apologize. I always expect the worst when I hear Kiss. And it's not at all like that. I've been surprised so many times by listening to their songs. But here's one Brandon sent me as a request, so I'm going to play it regardless. And it is a good song. I don't have any complaints against this song. It's called Come On and Love Me. Didn't sound like Kiss, but that's okay. I'm good with that. Not a problem. And you know, I am getting a lot of messages from quite a few people that can't listen to the show. Something's wrong with Blog Talk, so if you can't get in, of course, if you can't get in, you're not hearing me say this, so it doesn't matter, does it? But there is something wrong with Blog Talk. So, you know, if somebody contacts you and says, I can't get in, can you help me? Tell them, try it direct on your computer, because it seems like the phones are what's having the most problem. The link is not working for many people. So if you ever do get in, I'm sorry you can't do it the normal way. Blog Talk gave me fits yesterday because it wouldn't load my music. I actually got it loaded when I got home at 7:30 this morning after working all night and trying to, for 2-3 hours, to put my music in yesterday, trying to figure out how to get that done. I finally got it to work. I went through a back door and found a way to get my music loaded. But, you know, a lot of people are having trouble. So if you're hearing me and you know somebody that is having a problem, let them know that it's not just them. They haven't been blocked. They haven't been barred from listening in any way. Heaven knows I wouldn't do that. Come in and listen if you can. But that's the key phrase today, if you can. So, hey, it all just goes to feed that downer mood that's going around, right? And I seem to have caught part of that, and I apologize for that. That's not normally me. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. You can't always do it the way you want to, because sometimes life interferes. So bear with me, and we'll play some good music and get through it. Okay? Why not do Brandon's other request? This'll work. It's Prince. And here again, Prince. I am sorry, I am not a fan of Prince. I just am not. That's just how it is. You know, you can't like everybody all the time. But this is one of his songs that's really okay. You know, it really is. So I'm playing this, and I've told Brandon to be careful when he sends me Prince songs, because if I don't care for them, they're not going on. But it's okay. So here's Brandon's request from Prince called "I Could Never Take the Place of Your Man."
Right.
All right. There you go. That one surprised me when I heard it because it's Prince, and I just never expect that kind of thing from him. But that one was all right.
Too bad.
Yeah, exactly. So, hey. All right, new caller. Hello, hello.
Janet. Thank me for
So you got your phone to call me anyway.
Every device I had, I don't know what's going on. It's not the show. It's not the link. It was just my stuff. Thank you for letting me listen.
Oh, well, honey, you're not the only one having trouble. So,
I really do. I tried another browser, but it's not working either. My husband said that Google is down with as many kids being out of school using Google Classroom. It's really taking a lot of the.
Oh, honey, that could be part of it because I had trouble with the computer at work about 4 o'clock this morning. I don't think I can blame that on kids, but you never know.
It's not just kids. Charles also told me that people that work for Google are being sent home, and in defiance, they're messing up the browser on purpose. So it could be that, too.
Well, you know, that doesn't surprise me. People just all sense of propriety. What can I tell you?
Yeah, a lot of people.
But you're still not alone. There's been. And three other people telling me they can't get on to listen. They can't hear it. And when one of them used a link, it came up with a 404 error for the link. Mm-hmm. So it could be Google. It could be Blog Talk. Blog Talk wouldn't let me load music yesterday. All flipping day.
Now,
it wouldn't let me load
music. Was a logical explanation for that, let me tell you. You should have wrote me. I would have told you. They were down for a few hours yesterday because of all of this mess. They were just trying to fix a few maintenance things, and then they were going to bring it right back up.
Oh, well, I could get in and I could do everything else. It
but
just
load the songs,
connect.
Yes. They were actually
it
doing maintenance,
connect.
And it was probably the song loading software that they were maintenancing.
Well, ding dong it. Oh, well. It worked this morning when I got up and I got to check this out and try this. This morning, 10 o'clock when I woke up. Yeah, I've had 3 hours sleep. Isn't that wonderful? Anyway, that's normal. I'm not complaining. That's normal
it's
for me.
It's normal. How are you doing working in the... You're still working at
the hotel.
Hotel, right?
Yeah.
And they're still open?
Yeah.
So surprised.
Yeah. Well, in that... what was
I
that?
I wouldn't want to be traveling during this time. Anybody who's doing that, woof. But seriously, though, my brother had to close his motel. He had to close it.
Well, there's been some small mom and pops that are closed, but we're a national chain. But the thing is, if you read that new executive order that came out yesterday, hotels and motels that provide food or lodging, which a motel, that's what it's for, they're considered an essential service. So they are actually.
Brother is you're right. Mom and pop, he owns his own business, and so he had to shut down because he can't have employees there.
He can't pay employees. Well, we're down to, let's see, out of 41 rooms, we have been renting 5 or 6 a night is all. That basically covers the salary for the front desk staff and one person to clean those rooms. And that everybody else is gone. That's it. So,
it's like a ghost town anywhere you go, except for.
Oh, it's crazy. It is.
My husband's getting all dressed up. He's getting his handkerchief around his face, his gloves on, and some crazy looking shoes. He's going to go out in this mess to go get some groceries. I told him good luck.
Yeah, really, exactly. And you know
but,
what?
Honey,
I feel very fortunate because here. We're not doing all that bad. We're not having, I haven't heard of anybody in Wickenburg that has actually gotten sick. There have been a couple that have tested positive but not gotten sick. And we still have stuff in the stores. And if you end up with a couple of shelves empty, which is, what was it the other day? Oh, nifty things like aloe vera.
Uh-huh.
Say what? Anyway, if you know that come next Tuesday, they're going to restock it.
Yes, and that's a good thing. I always know they're going to restock. We just sometimes we don't know when, you know, and it gets frustrating.
Yeah.
I got to call one store, then I got to call next store, and I just go on down the line. Now, I can't go out because I have asthma, and I'm trying not
exactly.
to get sick. So my husband, being the healthier of the two, he's going and doing all this stuff, and he's also doing it for his grandparent as well. So I think it's a sweet gesture.
So when
I make him come home and sanitize the crap out of himself before he even looks at us, though.
Exactly. Well, you know, when he comes back, you make him stand on the porch and strip, but make sure somebody's walking by first, and then hose him down with cold water, and then make him go and get in the shower.
Holy mackerel.
Yep, and that's one time I am not actually volunteering to scrub his back. Oh, no.
No.
He can scrub his own back.
He's got to do his own scrubbing in that instance. Yeah, but you can watch.
Honey, I've been with the man for 20 years. There's nothing I hadn't seen before.
That's okay, though. You know, some stuff never gets old. You know, you just keep on rolling.
Oh, my goodness. It's all right. I get what you're saying. But, you know, this, oh, man. Now it's hard to change the subject.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, but make sure when he gets home, you have to make sure somebody's walking by before you let him strip off on the porch.
Of course. I don't want the neighbors to think we're bat crazy.
There you go. A little nuts, maybe, but not bat crazy. Hey,
excuse me, everybody. He's under quarantine. It's okay.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
I do want to say something. This is kind of crazy enough. I forgot to say this the other day, but believe it or not, Georgia is at 1,700 cases and 85 deaths. Georgia. And Arkansas doesn't have that much, and neither does Missouri, but New Orleans is catching up because they had Mardi Gras and they didn't heed to any warnings, and you know how crazy Mardi Gras can be.
Yeah,
but, it's like spring break.
It is getting close to call here because a lady who was a nurse, but she wasn't an immediate nurse. She was just a mammogram nurse, you know, a lady to check you for breast cancer.
Mm, right.
They found her last night. She lives 30 minutes away from me. They found her last night dead in her home. She died of coronavirus without telling anyone, and her 4-year-old little girl was clinging on to her for 16 hours.
Oh, bless.
It was the most saddest case I've ever heard in my life. She went to work, came home, got sick, didn't tell nobody, and everybody was wondering where she was, and they found her at home dead. She was my age, and she had a 4-year-old little girl, and I guess her little girl was either too young or too scared, but she didn't call 911. It was her family that were wondering if she was okay, so they called the local police for a welfare check, and they went in and found her.
Wow.
And her little girl is clinging to her for 16 hours, so that's so sad. Now, she's okay. She tested negative, thank God, but her mother, that's going to be something very hard for her to deal with growing up.
They got to test her again in a couple of days.
I know. I was like, one test ain't going to do it. She's been there the whole time. Test her
again. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or make her go into quarantine, you know.
Yeah, and I'm very, very thankful because here in Wickenburg, I mean, you know, we're half hour, 45 minutes away from the Phoenix area, and that's over 3.5 million people down there. But we just don't have that many cases. It's not that bad here. And the only things that I have heard that have closed down here in Wickenburg are the dining rooms. That people, you know, you go into a place and you sit and you eat. I mean, even McDonald's dining room, you can't go in and sit and eat. But you can go to the drive-thrus. You can order
and deliver.
Yeah, they'll order and deliver. And it's just, it's kind of strange. But I go to work at
night. It is. It's like the whole world's changing for everybody at this time right now. But I did wanted to clear something up. Someone wrote me saying that they think it's selfish that woman didn't tell anybody she had the virus. Well, here's the kicker. because
maybe
she's a nurse, she didn't know. They even wrote the article. The lady didn't know she brought it home, and she died, and she didn't know. If she'd known, she wouldn't have came home to her daughter, but she didn't know.
Exactly.
So I wanted to clear that up, you know. Unless you go for the test, you're not going to know, and not every state is giving everybody tests, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. So, that's the whole thing. You can't...
it's the kicker. It's not like they're all going to let us all take the test. No, they're not. There's only so many that can go and take it, and there's only so many tests that they can give. So,
And even working in a hotel, it's not, well, our hotel, I don't know about in, like, down in Phoenix proper, but here in New Wickenburg, in our hotel, it's a Super 8. And like I say, out of 41 rooms, we're only renting 5 or 6 rooms every night. And you know what? This morning was the first morning that I saw more than one person. And this morning, everybody came in to check out. But it is so... I don't know if it's awesome or if it's hilarious. I haven't decided yet.
I don't know. You don't have that many people going in, then you're going to have a boring work day. You know, you just have to stare at
something. It is so flat-ass boring, you wouldn't even believe it. I've got a TV, thank heaven.
You're like, anybody, send me a chain letter. At least I have something to
do. No, I hate chain letters, but...
so do I. So, by the way, please do not send me chain letters. They die with me. I never send them out.
Exactly. And that's,
then this
you know,
is
that's
20
something.
People. No, I'm sorry, I don't have that much time.
I would have thought that a lot of my friends and relatives would have gotten the idea by now that I didn't do that. You know, usually I send it to
you
anybody.
You come to me and Jenny with chain letters. That's where chain letters die, ladies and gentlemen. So I thought we'd clear it up.
The only thing I do is if I get something, I will a lot of times send it back to the person that sent it to me.
Yeah.
So at least they don't feel left out. Just send it back to the person
It's like, yes, I got it, and I understand, but get a clue, it's not happening. So anybody listening to me right now that keeps sending me that stuff, it comes to me, it dies. That's all it is. If you want me to get that message, that's cool. I get that message, but it don't go nowhere else. I send it back to you. That's as far as she flies. So in the past, there's been too many things attached to those that people don't realize that mucks up everything.
No. Back in the day, chain letters weren't like the ones you give on Facebook. Back in the day, a chain letter used to be a bad thing. You got a chain letter in the mail, you're going to have bad luck for 7 years if you don't send it to 15 of your loved ones.
Exactly. And that was
your big toe is going to fall off and rot because you didn't send it to 10 people.
And you couldn't run it through a copy machine because nobody had copy machines at home at that point in time.
You literally
you had
to
write
it
out.
You
know, as a teenager, I did that 3 or 4 times, and I said, this is stupid. I'm done. So I'm still done.
Okay, you mentioned teenagehood. This is funny. Chain letters and chain mails. Okay, listen to this story real fast, and you can play a song. It's in my mind. It's hilarious. When I was 15 years old, I was in the 9th grade, and all the girls had some kind of chain mail coming to them. And in this chain mail, it was panties, brand new panties. And I went up to my girlfriend. I'm like, what the heck are you guys doing? Where are you guys getting all this underwear? And they're laughing at me. Oh, it's the panty chain mail letters. If you write this letter, you get underwear. And I was like, okay, do you know who's sending you this? These panties. Oh no! See, that's the fun thing. Really?
And who knows my size anyway? Let's not go there.
Do you know those are new underwear? That could belong to some lady that has some kind of disease or cooties down the street. She goes, oh no! They had tags on them. Oh. Okay, that makes it better then. I never participated. I did have to ask them why. It was just something they had to do. And I was like, does your mom and dad know that you're getting these panty mail things? Oh, they think it's fine.
You know what?
I'm like, okay then.
If I get underwear as a gift, it had better be from a very sexy man that I adore, that adores me, and says, hey, look what I'm sending you.
Yeah, I never got anything like that from men, but
I did send a pair of my
panties once to somebody I was talking to when I was young and stupid. I did do that once. Yes, it was ridiculous, but I did. I was like, let's entice them a little bit. I was 21. Okay, guys, no judgment.
Okay,
I was a woman 21. Looking for a man, and yeah, I did that.
Things like that happen when you're 21. That's, you know, I was married when I was 21.
I just got divorced, too, so I was ready to mingle.
No, I missed all that stuff. I was busy going around with the band to all the bars they were playing and all that stuff. No, by the time I was 21, he was in the coin business. Okay, well, anyway.
That's when I started my going into band businesses up on there in the bars. That's when I started singing, was when I was 21.
Well, I didn't start singing until just, 5-6 years ago. So I sang in school, all through school. I spent 4 hours a day singing all through high school. And then before that, I spent 2 hours a day. But, to actually do it in public on my own, I only did that, just started that just a very few years ago. So,
well, I was doing singing in public since I was old, but the thing is, I didn't try professionally, ladies and gentlemen, until I was 21 and divorced. That's when karaoke and all the bands were coming back into the, you know, Western bars, so
right.
It was time to do different.
Well, I know this is very difficult for anybody to believe right now, but I was too shy to sing in public. If I was in a big group, yeah, that was no problem. I could do that. But I was too shy to do it on my own. I couldn't handle that. And
we're glad you got over your little
scare. Oh, yeah. It's dead and gone, honey. It's dead and gone.
Well, doing what we do, we can't be too shy, can we, Jenny?
No. If you're shy, you can't do this.
Nope.
It's that simple. It's that simple. If you're shy, you can't do this. But, you know, now, hey, I revel in it. I think it's fantastic. I do this. I get up on stage. I do that. Well, the open mic night. And I just had so much fun, and it was great when they would ask me to do 3 or 4 of them, you know, and it was just, I was in my heyday. I just had such a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could find some place doing that now. Well, not right now, but, you know, maybe when all this mess is over and done.
Such good memories. Such good ones to go by.
Oh, yes. Well, and that let me know that, okay, I have the intestinal fortitude. I look that up in your Funkin' Wagnall. I have the intestinal fortitude to be able to do it and enjoy it now. I don't get scared first. And if I do get a little nervous at first, it's gone within seconds. So it's great.
As Elvis always said, just keep singing a song. So he always kept singing a song. So I'll keep singing a song. Whether you can sing or not, it brings a smile to your face and makes you feel good. Sing.
Yep.
Yes.
Sing in the shower if you have to. It'll make you feel good.
Oh, the shower's perfect. The acoustics in the shower are fantastic. Okay, I need to play some music.
I do. I don't live alone. I feel sorry for my husband and son because all they ever hear me do is sing, and they're always like, Mama, why do you always have to keep singing? Because
I sound good.
No, I did sing Garth Brooks' Thunder Rose yesterday to Wade because he finally asked me to sing him a song. So I sang him a song, and he put his head on a pillow and looked at me. He said, Mama, that is so beautiful.
Aww.
I was like, oh, okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it, babe.
I got a fan.
When my son was – see, my son's 38 now, and he has 3 of his own kids. But when he was a kid, like 7, 8, 9 – years old, I would sing at church, and he used to love to listen to me practice and stuff at home and then sit and listen to me in church, and I thought that was pretty special that, you know, my kid actually liked it. Cool.
Well, everybody, just keep singing a song. It makes the world go
yes.
round. people
and
look
I
at
just
you silly
changed my mind.
Because they're people look at you silly. They're just jealous because they can't cut a tune. So
exactly. Oh, and I have had a couple of friends that were like that, and
I know. I think I probably know a couple.
And one of my friends looked at me and she just started laughing. I says, "Why? What's funny?" She goes, "Honey, I can't carry a tune in a bucket." And I says, "Well, so okay."
Whether you can carry a tune or not, if it makes you happy, do it. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. And she wanted
to
be part of the
parade. Don't rain on other people's parades. That's not cool. Don't pee in
exactly.
other people's Cheerios. What's wrong
yep.
with you?
There's a picture for you. Okay.
Hey, I always had the every time I got upset as a kid, my older brother would walk in and he would be like, "Who peed in your Cheerios?"
Well, did you look at him and said? Did you look at him and say, "You did"? I saw
you. There was
you.
A few times I did. There was a few times. It is an older brother, you know. There was a few times.
Oh my God. Okay. But, you know, I've just changed my mind. All this talk of singing and having a good time with it and everything. Okay, guys, listen to this. I hope you like it. We'll find out.
Let's listen.
Don't.
Of Elvis' song called Don't. And I like it. I like it. So.
That was quite funny.
Thing. So I wish I could be in the room with you. I'd pat you on the back. But since we're social distancing, I'm giving you one over the phone miles, hundreds of miles away. There you go.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm patting you on the back. Can you feel it?
Okay. I can feel it. I can feel it.
Good.
I can feel it. I'm going to have to do a couple more, you know, because I played Stormy Weather and I played Cry Me a River. Now I played Don't. I'm going to have to find a couple more and do, which shouldn't be hard out of over 700 of them. And just, see, I can't sing the same way that you do, Shauna. I don't have that quality, but I can do the blues, which really surprised me.
I don't know what it is. I think it's the years of me studying Elvis and the years of me loving the Judds, listening to Winona. It's just a southern draw. I don't know. I do better with blues and fast rock songs country rock or 70s rock. You know, I do that. But when it comes to slow songs, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you what, I just don't. I mean, my lungs have the capacity for so much, but I just can't get those high notes. We've talked about this before, Jenny. We've talked about this many times.
Well,
I sound more like a man when I sing. In fact, I probably should have been Winona Judd's backup singer, really, because I don't know.
Your voice
There's no other place to put me. There's no other place to put me.
Your voice has a certain quality, honey. Your voice just has a certain quality, and it's suited to a certain style of song. And that's just how it is. You can't change that. A lot of people have been successful at doing that, but how many years did it take them of singing for hours and hours a day?
Too long.
Even
our special guy tells us it doesn't matter how good you are. Pretty much it's the luck of the draw anymore. If you want to get famous singing, so does a million other folks.
Exactly.
You know? It's the luck of the draw, because half the people coming out these days, I'm scratching my head thinking to myself, why the hell are they popular? Or how the hell do they have a record contract? They can't sing worth a lick. Oh, is
but
it because they're pretty? Oh, that's it. I don't know.
But you know
I mean,
what?
There's some
that's not
bands
the
out right
thing.
Now. I just don't even
that's
know how
they
famous.
It's not, a lot of times, it's not how well you can sing or even what type of song you can sing. Believe it or not, and you've heard this before, and it is true, a lot of times it is who you know.
Who you know.
And who they can hook you up with. So
Yes, ma'am, I believe you.
Yeah.
But we're not in this to get famous. We're just having fun.
Exactly.
That famous track
exactly.
left the building a long time ago with me. It really did. I was really trying really hard in my 20s. You have no idea.
You know.
And after I hit rock bottom and being broke and poor and no home to go home to, that's when I decided I can't pay these dues. They're too much. And I just decided
well, the thing
to
is,
let it go.
You know, I think if the cards fell correctly and everything went the right way, which, right. I'd take a little bit of that fame. I wouldn't mind opening for somebody, but reality, I kind of doubt if that's going to happen, you know.
Reality kicks in and you're thinking
somebody.
To yourself in your head, oh, well, I'm not good enough to do that, even though they think
well,
you are.
No.
You're like, no, I'm not.
Well,
not.
It's not a question of good enough or not good enough. It's a question of who do I know that could do that for me? Well, you know
oh,
what?
Oh, you
Jenny?
Never can tell anymore, Jenny.
Get off your
the right
box.
Person
get
could just
box.
Listen to our shows and be like, we got to get those ladies. We got to get those crazy ladies in our studio right now. I would be
I'm
with you in a heartbeat.
Honey, I'm 3 hours. I'm 3 hours from Laughlin, a little over 4 hours from Vegas. You know, if I went and I applied myself, I could be playing in Laughlin. Maybe at that little bar stage out in the main lot. But hey, you know,
if I
you got
myself
someplace,
really
right?
was persistent. I do have Travis Tritt that lives close to me, and I have met him and his wife. If I really tried, maybe, just maybe, he might
on.
Get a demo tape and listen to it for a change. Mr. Travis Tritt, listen to my tape.
Sit out on his front lawn and say, I'm going to be here until, you know, and your grass is just
going
to die around.
I'm
going to
sit on this front lawn until you do it. You're going to hate my face. You're going to wake up and see it.
As long as he doesn't hate your singing. As long as he doesn't hate your singing. That's the important part.
pretty cool, and it was a dream back in the day. But I've found other things that make an importance. You know, doing the Friday shows and talking about Elvis and giving Elvis's history. I think that's more my knack, because if singing was my knack, somebody by now would have saw me by now and thought, oh, we need to get that girl in here. But no, I think my knack is where I'm at. And I love where I'm at.
There you go.
With all
you
guys.
There's nothing wrong with that, you know?
There was your destiny, Shona.
It's my destiny. That's
it's
right.
Your destiny.
So, just give it that. I was destined.
We got more music, girls, because I've only got like 12 minutes left. So I got to play a couple.
Oh, play a good one. I'll be here listening.
Well, how about Barbara Mandrell?
Oh, I love Barbara Mandrell.
Yeah.
If loving you is wrong, then I don't
want to be right. Play that, honey.
And there, hey, you know, we all have those people in our hearts. We all have them.
Yes, we do.
I don't want to be right. If being right means living without you, I'd rather live wrong than right. My mama and daddy say it's a shame, it's a downright disgrace. But as long as I got you by my side, I don't care what my people say.
Somebody in mind for that song. Cool, huh? Yeah. So anyway, yeah. We have all, if we don't right now, we have all at some point had someone in our mind, in our hearts, in our life that we want to say that to. Whether it did us any good or not, oh well, you know. But yeah, it's always there. Hey, you know, right now I need to say thank you to everybody that joined me. The chat rooms have been going crazy, but it's been really fun. Actually got me laughing, and thank you for that, because I was pretty down when I started the show, and I didn't know how that was going to turn out. But just, you know, when you talk to people you care about and they care about you, those downer moods don't last very long. Thank you, God. So I'm not a downer person. It's hard for me. But you know what? Thank you, each and every one, for being with me. And we could do this at a distance, so we're good. That's fine. Yep. And I just love doing these shows because it keeps me in touch with people I care about, and that's a very good thing. And I know that people I care about listen, even if they don't let me know that all the time. I know they do, and I love that. I love that, to give them a little bit of uplifting and fun through music. That's important to me. I do like that a lot. So when Saturday will be my next show, same as today was, same kind of music and everything, same time. And tomorrow night is Shauna's show, the show where you, the truth about Elvis, where you can get all kinds of history and music about Elvis. So don't miss that. You'll need to have that. And then, of course, on Sunday, we've got the gospel show. And, you know, in this time right now, we all need a little bit of that. So come on in. I do tend to get preachy, but I don't think it ever hurt anybody. So come on in and try it. You might find you like it, because, you know, a lot of us can't go to church right now. So come join us on Blog Talk and Have Church. You'll enjoy it, and it will feed your soul and make you feel much better about everything. So, hey, I'm going to play an Elvis song right now, and I'll probably have time for something afterwards, but right now we're going to play Elvis, and get that special person in your mind, people, whether it's a spouse, a friend, a boyfriend, a fiance, whoever it might be, put that person in your mind, because Elvis is going to sing Please Don't Stop.
Please don't stop loving me. You were born just to be in my arms, in my arms. Please don't stop loving me. Your lips were made just to be kissed by me. With you, I don't know day from night, wrong from right. You're my world, that's all I know. I love you so. I will. Loving me, you were born just to be in my arms, in my arms. Please don't stop loving me. Your lips were made just to be kissed by me, kissed by me. When I'm with you, I don't know. Day from night, wrong from right, you're my world. That's all I know. I love you so. I will let go. Please don't stop loving me. Darling, you always be.
Just that is something that you want to have somebody to say that to. You really want to have somebody to say that to. And now to take us out, I've got the last request, which I will repeat on Saturday so that we can hear all of it. But this is Cass Elliott. John sent this to me. It's Getting Better. Getting better every day. Find somebody to say that to, okay? Find somebody to say that to. And find somebody to say, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. I'll be wrong forever if I need to. There you go. We'll see y'all Saturday. Join Shauna tomorrow night. Bye.